أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من الذين هادوا يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained the evil qualities of the Jews, particularly the Christians also. They had a kitab. They changed their kitab for petty dunya's gains. They changed their kitabs to suit the people and give the people masalas which suit them. And in that way, they went astray and they wished to take other people also and make them also astray. Allah says, you don't know your enemies, but we know them, and Allah is sufficient for you. Turn only to Allah for your guidance, for your help, for your protection, for everything. So, and this ayat, and this ayat which we are reading today also, refers to the Ahl Kitab, the Jews particularly, and the Christians also. And in there, Allah is referring to what the evil qualities are. Some people are of the opinion that we must not speak of the wrongs of other people. If that was the case, then why does Allah Himself speak so openly about the wrongs of the Jews and the Christians? Some people say that this is ghibat, backbiting. When people are doing wrong and they're causing damage to deen, they're causing damage to the Muslims. And if you talk about it, they say it's ghibat. That is never ghibat. Then, na'uzubillah, we'll have to say Allah also makes ghibat. Allah is talking about the Jews and the Christians, where people have to be informed and warned of the wrongs of any person, any organization. It is the faraz then, especially of the ulama, to inform the people so they don't get misled and they don't follow the wrong person. Like Maulvi Saad came with all his wrong statements. It's absolutely necessary that the public must be informed. Maulvi Tariq Jamil is coming also, so much of his association with the Shias, with the Barelwis, and with the Sikhs also. So the people have to be informed, and they are trying to water down Islam and mix it with all these other people. So all these things, and Allah has informed us here about what the Jews and Christians have done in the Quran Sharif. Why is Allah informing us in the Quran Sharif? The Jews are not going to read the Quran Sharif. Christians are not going to read that we Muslims must be on our guard, that we don't make the mistakes that they made, and the other thing, we don't follow them. We have been given the truth, the absolute truth, and it is our necessity that we follow that, and we invite them to the truth, that they follow the truth, not that we mix with them and that we adulterate and mix our deen also. Like with the surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, Jusa gave a complete wrong explanation of the meaning of this surah. So all that people have to be informed about, and we have to call to the one deen, or the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, another terrible qualities of the Jews and the Christians Allah explains, and this in many other ayats also Allah explains it, not only here. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, بَعْضِ لُوْغْ يَهُودِي, some of the Jews, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْقَلِمَ أَمَّ وَاضِعِهِ, پھیرتے ہیں بات کو اس کے ٹھکانے سے. They change the words, that is of the Torah, from what the actual meanings are. What is called تحریف. And the تحریف changing are in two ways. One is the actual words are changed. And that also the Christians and Jews have done it, where the clear signs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, the clear signs of the Sahaba which are in the Torah and Injil, but they took out all those ayats and replaced them with other ayats. And also with regard to the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, very clearly also it has come in the kitabs, but they took it all out. So Allah Ta'ala warns us that these people have changed their kitabs. And so we are warned that we must not follow those people who had the great audacity as ordinary human beings to change the word of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's word is absolute, even in the Torah, even in the Injil, and in the Quran even more, that we must not change it. But sadly, that we find that today our ulama are changing also the meaning, as I explained about the surah, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Jusa gave a complete wrong explanation, and till today they stand by their wrong explanation. They don't accept their mistake after it has been pointed out by so many ulama to them that you have done wrong here. But they still stand by that, and they claim that is the right explanation. And Mali Saad, who came now, yeah, in the temple down Ijtima, he changed not only the meaning of the Quran Sharif, the words also. Where in the Quran Sharif it comes, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Make mashura with the Sahaba in your matters. Allah tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says he changed وَشَاوِرْهُمْ to شَاوِرْهُمَا. He changed that the words also, that make mashura with Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So complete difference. And this is not, we sucking it from our fingers. Any person can go here, the tapes are available. And the actual voice and the bayan of Mali Saad himself, any person can hear and see how he has changed the words of the Quran Sharif. Allah has taken the responsibility that the Quran Sharif will be protected. That is, like the Torah in jail, you won't find one copy with the actual words today in the whole world. The Quran you will find in the whole world. Wherever Quran is printed, it is still the same. Allah has protected. There will be those unfortunate people who are destroying their own iman, their own akhirat, and they're trying to destroy the iman of other people, which is the object of the Jews as well. And they are all instigated by Shaitan, who is deprived of Jannah. Now he wants to take as many people as possible with him to Jahannam. So they are all dead followers. So they, unfortunately, there will be those people. But Allah will protect the Quran, and always the correct Quran Sharif will always be available for the people. And Alhamdulillah, Maulana Idris Kandelvi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, right? The Quran Sharif is the Quran, the word of Allah. But he says even Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, Abu Dawood Sharif, there's hadith kitabs also. Wherever they are printed in the world, you won't find changes in them also. They all are the same. There's a different matter that if in the printing an error is made, that's different. But changing of the word, even in the hadith kitab, Allah has protected that also. So the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has protected fully and completely. So the lesson for us is that we must not make the mistake of the Jews and Christians. Unfortunately, there are those ulama from us who are doing that. And the other is that we must be warned. We must not follow in the ways of the Christians and Jews. But unfortunately, Muslims by and large, our whole lifestyle is like that of the Jews and the Christians. Our education system, our houses, our lifestyle, our dressing, we all are copying the Jews and the Christians. We are warned, Khaliful Yahuda wa Nasara. Go opposite to the ways of the Jews and the Christians. But unfortunately, we are following in their ways. So the Quran Sharif has taught us the road for our success. Whether it is Palestine today also, one of the major drawbacks, Allah's help is there. Their iman is very strong. They are gaining martyrdom. But their dressing lifestyle is like that of the Jews and the Christians. And two main things by which Allah's help is withheld. When we copy the lifestyle of the kuffar and we mix with them freely and we make them friends and stay closely to them, these are two things which Allah hates terribly, and therefore we have to pay the price for them. But on the other hand, with the strong iman they have got, when they die, they become shaheeds and they get high stages. But we have to work so that we get proper Islam, and what we have been warned about clearly in the words of the Quran, especially that we should stay away from completely. May Allah make it we take heed of the Quran, the commands and the teachings of the Quran, and we bring them in our lives. Not just to explain it, not just to listen, but to actually practice. That is to come into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.